Well, Mickey said, stepping away from the blackboard. Chalk dust sprinkled the floor behind him. You must also realize that the standard high-low technique of counting has a few major flaws. Kevin had already gone through this in his head after his trip to Atlantic City. I can think of two, he said, feeling the need to impress. Everyone in the room was looking at him, a sensation he enjoyed. The percentage advantages are usually so small, you need an enormous stake to make any real money. And it's too easy a technique to spot. To take advantage of the highs and lows, you have to drastically raise and lower your bet. It's simple for them to catch you just by watching your bet. Even Fisher looked impressed. Mickey's lips shifted back, showing all his frightening teeth. We've developed a system that takes care of both these problems, he said. We're going to hit Vegas, hard, and we'd like you to come along. Kevin looked around the room at the cabal of young blackjack players. When it was just Martinez and Fisher, it seemed seedy, but manageable. Two rebellious geniuses siphoning money from the casino. But this was something else. Organized, calculated, put together by a charismatic adult who had bad teeth and a brilliant pedigree. I don't know, Kevin said. It sounds kind of shady.
Shady? Martinez broke in. We're freedom fighters, Kevin. We liberate money from the hands of the oppressors. We're Robin Hood, and the casino is the sheriff.
And you give all the money to the poor when you're finished? We give most of it to Toyama in exchange for sushi, Fisher said, and Kiana spends the rest on shoes. Kiana tossed a crumpled piece of paper at Fisher's head. Then she turned to Kevin and said, Seriously, the casinos have been screwing people over for years. The games are set up to give the house a hefty advantage. Anyone stupid enough to sit down and play is paying for all that neon, all those free drinks. If anybody's cheating, it's the corporations that own the casinos. They set up the rules so that they always win.
Almost always, one of the other three Asians added.
Kevin thought about what Kiana had said.
So you have a system that really works?
Mickey nodded, his hair flying everywhere.
Blackjack is beatable. Unlike just about everything else in the casino, it's a game with a memory. It has a past, the cards already drawn, and a future, the cards still to come. If you're smart, you can use this to put the odds in your favor. Thorpe proved it 40 years ago. We've been following his example for decades, and there's nothing illegal about it. You can call up the Nevada Gaming Commission yourself.
Kevin still felt uneasy. Even if it was legal, it seemed wrong. But it also thrilled him. Deep down in that part of his personality he usually kept buried. He knew his father would never approve. But his father was in Ecuador for the next 2 months. He'd never have to know.
What can they do to you, Kevin asked, if they catch you?
Mickey shrugged, waving his hands for the third time. It was a strange mannerism, regal and schizoid at the same time.
They can ask you to leave, and you know what you do? You get up and leave, because there's another casino across the street, and another one a block away, and another on a riverboat in the Midwest, and another on an Indian reservation in Connecticut. Pretty soon, there will be casinos in every city on Earth, ripe for the taking.